From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live Session presented by Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. JPR Live Sessions are recorded with Audix microphones. Audix, when sound matters. My guest today was last here in 2016, solo. This time around, things are considerably different. Kevin Russell, Mr. Shiny Ribs, is back. Hello.
Hello. Good to be back.
It's great to see you. Yes. A little bit different digs this time around.
Oh, my gosh. It's beautiful in here.
We can finally accommodate the whole band, and you have brought everybody.
Yeah.
Tell me who you've got with you and what they're going to be playing for us today.
Okay, yeah. I've got the Tijuana Trainwreck Horns over here. That is Mark Wilson on saxophone and Tiger Anaya on the trumpet. I have the greatest rhythm section, Jesus the Rhythm Section, we call him, Jeff Brown on bass, Keith Langford on the drums. Then I got the Shiny Soul Sisters, Alice Spencer and Kelly McWee. And then on keyboards, the Juilliard Lee Lewis, the Forrest Gump of rock and roll, Mr. Winfield Cheek III.
You have done that before, have
you not? Oh, many times.
The new record just out. We've literally just had it a couple of weeks. It's called Fog and Bling. I'm going to ask you more about that title in a minute.
Yeah, sure.
Information is online at shinyribs.org. Mm-hmm. You have talked about putting together collections of songs for your records and for your sets on stage that are originals mixed with interpretations of popular songs, old and new, and that it is an approach that you learned about from none other than Johnny Cash.
Yeah. Well, I always liked his philosophy that if he heard a song he liked, he didn't care what kind of song it was. Good song is a good song. Doesn't matter what kind of song. So that I remember reading that quote years ago when I was young, and that's always stuck with me. And I'm a big believer in that. I like radios like y'all. You pretty much play what you want to play, you know. And
it's very true.
And so as I like to think of myself as much the same way as y'all, like I play what I want to play, you know. I just let my muse guide me, you know.
Now, are you a voracious listener to the radio or to streaming, or how do you come across the songs that might end up in your catalog?
Oh gosh, all kinds of ways. I mean, I do. I listen. I stream. I listen to a lot of vinyl at home. I listen to a lot of radio too.
And you're still in Austin, Texas?
Austin, Texas.
So you a
KUTX
guy?
Of course. Yeah. They're good friends of mine. Always like, we were just up there promoting the record. They're playing it a lot. I like KPFT in Houston as well, and KNON in Dallas, WWOZ in New Orleans.
Great station.
Some of my favorite radio stations. So I listen to a lot of radio. You never know. And then we as a band, you know, everybody's always turning each other on to stuff.
Yeah.
There's so much I haven't heard, you know. Yeah. Like just an example, Jeff Brown, my bass player, was talking about Tim Hardin, who I just really never listened to Tim Hardin. And he was, oh, yeah, well, you should listen to this and this. So this morning I listened to Tim Hardin for a little while until I had a few coffees, and then I listened to Dave Bartholomew.
I mean, you've adopted songs from George Jones, from TLC.
Yep.
I have watched you do that one in person. Mm-hmm. Lead Belly. I mean, the whole gamut of stuff.
Oh, yeah, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of music, you know. Sure.
There is a description of you, I believe, on your website. I don't know if it came from your hand or from someone else, that describes you as Burl Ives meets Al Green, Hank Jr. meets Teddy Pendergrass, Wendell Berry meets Chuck Berry. Is that from you or from someone
that's
else?
That's from me. I have to admit, that's from me.
Well, I know I love the Burl Ives. Yeah, you've got the look with the beard.
I know.
Right?
I get Burl Ives a lot.
And you have put out a Christmas record.
I have put out a Christmas record.
However, you did not do Silver and Gold, which
that's
is the Burl Ives tune from the Rudolph cartoon.
That is true.
Right?
That is true. Maybe I'll have to add that to the vinyl version we put out next year.
That is my request for that. Shiny Ribs is my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. He is here with his full band. The new record is called Fog and Bling. What do you guys want to play first for us?
We're going to do this old love song. It's a good old love song called Doing It With Ya. Sense of humor and that filthy mind. Now let's get together. You and In Texas. We come down here to Ashland, Oregon. We're gonna have you loosen up. We're gonna have you loosen up tonight. All right, here, let's do it right now. Everybody on the floor, come on now. Find the one you love. Find the one you're with. You gotta do it now. You gotta loosen up. Hey boys, right here, let's do it.
That is Shiny Ribs playing live today in the JPR Performance Space. A song from the new record called Fog and Bling, shinyribs.org, the place to go to find out information. Let's talk about 2019 and managing and going out on the road with an eight-piece band.
Right.
That is not the easiest proposition.
No, it's not. It's not.
Logistics, cost, all of that.
Yeah, right. No, it's all an issue. And we spend a lot of time discussing stuff. And if the numbers don't, you know, work at least to a break even when I go out, when I go out from Texas, when I go out here or something like this, then I probably wouldn't do it. But But usually it does, you know. Our fan base has been growing over the years out here, and do it. So when I get a festival, usually, as I'm always looking to get out of Texas in the summer, just really for fun, you know. And it's a good thing to do in the summer, and we as some of the family people in the band have a little more freedom in the summer to do that sort of thing. So, but you know, most of the time I stay in Texas, you know, and that's kind of how this model is based on. My idea was just to be a regional band, and it's kind of a romantic idea for me because a lot of the old swamp pop bands I love and a lot of the rock and roll bands, most of them were regional bands. They didn't really do a lot of national touring, you know, unless it was part of a big cavalcade show or something like that. But so I always liked the idea of the regional band and being sort of a member of a regional community. And that's kind of what the idea of Shiny Ribs grew from that. And so that's how I do it. And as an economic model, it works too, because you don't have a lot of logistical problems. The shows are within a few hours of each other. So and we're basically weekend warriors. We'll go out on a Wednesday at the earliest, maybe, you know, usually a Thursday, and we'll play a few days. Then we're back home by Sunday evening, and we have Monday, Tuesday off, you know.
Yeah.
And it works pretty well, actually.
I'm glad to hear it's working out.
Yeah.
Tell me about what Fog and Bling is, where that title came from.
It came from a song on the record, a song called Sing It Right. It's the opening track of the record. And there's a line in there that it's – so the Sing It Right is kind of my feeble attempt to sort of imitate Captain Beefheart's rules for how to play electric guitar. I don't know if you've ever seen those, but
no.
If you haven't, look it up, Captain Beefheart's on how to play guitar. And it's a brilliant piece of writing. And so I loosely base it on that. I was just basically – Shiny Ribs is advice to singers on how to sing a song
right.
the right way.
Right.
So there's a lot of different lines in there, but that line is burn your maps, backwards hats, fog and bling. So burn your maps, you know, forget about the territory, forget about knowing where you're at, you know, try to get lost, and then get rid of all the trappings of fame and things in your head that you have preconceived notions about what you're singing is going to get you, you know. So that's the idea there.
Right on.
And it's sort of an ironic naming of the record, Fog and Bling, so as that goes.
All right. Shiny Ribs, my guest, live in the studio today. The new record is called Fog and Bling. He's here with his full band. What's next? I can't wait.
We got, this is a really good one here. It's a good old
they're
jumping
all good.
Number. I know they're all good. I really like this one. It's called I'm Clean, Rub-A-Dub-Dub. We'll be right back. some brand new ways. Oh, it's a brand new day, baby. I'm gonna be like a majestic oak. You know, swing and sway.
That one is I'm Clean. Shiny Ribs is playing live for us today here at Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Fog and Bling. There is a guy I want to ask you about that you make reference to in the creation of this record, George
Reef.
Reef.
Yeah,
George. Tell
Reef.
Me about him. He's no longer with us, correct?
Yeah, he passed away in 2016, I believe. No, it was 2017, I'm sorry. In May of 2017, I believe. George, I go way back. I knew George when I was young in the 80s. He, I learned a lot from him. He was in some other bands in Dallas. We had the same manager, and that's how I met him. And we were friends over all those years, and we always wanted to play music together. Occasionally, we'd get together and do a one-off show or something like that. But we never got to work together like we had talked about, hoped to. We were always busy making our livings and chasing our own dreams. And so when the Shiny Ribs thing, it came time to make a record, I thought, I knew George had gotten into engineering and producing and recording. So he's the first person I thought of. This would be a great opportunity to hang with George and do work with George like I wanted to. So the first three Shiny Ribs records were recorded, produced, engineered by George. And he really did me right. He set me on a solid path, I'll always be grateful to him for that. So he always loved my demos. I do a lot of demos at home, home recording situation, like a lot of music creators do. And a lot of us music creators, we will fall in love with our own demos, We do. That's kind of part of the vanity of it. And so I was objective enough to know that this was, maybe I'm a little fooling myself a little. But when George told me how much he loved some of my demos, then I was like, oh, well, maybe it's worth doing, And so we had talked about the idea of using some of these demos and building on them, because the way you work in your own environment by yourself late at night when you're doing recording by yourself, it's just a whole different vibe and you capture different things that you can't recreate in the studio. Yeah. You just can't. Sort of the magic of recording. Now, some things, in digital world, you can recreate perfectly, but when you're doing stuff, instruments with a human playing it in all different states of mind, it just can't recapture something that happened. So my idea and his idea was maybe some of that magic on the demos we could use and maybe build on it, enhance the sound a little bit in a studio properly. So, but he passed away before we got a chance to do it. And so Yeah, that's why I made mention of him, because it was a concept that me and him had discussed. And so I went to a guy, David Boyle, who's friends with George and who has a great studio, Church House Studios in Austin. He's been there a long, long time. And he's a wonderful engineer and music creator. So he was into it. I gave him about 50 songs, and he lived with them all summer, one summer. And then came back, and we sort of compared notes, and we both decided, we narrowed it down to about 20 songs. And then from there, we went through the process of recording and rearranging and re-recording and playing around, and eventually settled on these 10 songs that made it to Fog and Bleed.
Yeah. I think I've seen you now on stage 3 or 4 times. Mm-hmm. I can say from experience that people absolutely eat up what you are serving.
Though they do.
And I know that for bands that are as much about entertainment as mm-hmm. they are about music at the same time as one mm-hmm. complete package, it can be a little hard to capture that sometimes on record.
Absolutely.
You have done a very good job on Fog and Blame.
I think we have. It's kind of a surprise to me, but I'm glad we did.
I can't wait to hear another song.
I don't know how we did it. You know, that's the problem.
What are you guys going to wrap up with? I think you mentioned that you were going to do Hoods of Cars.
We're going to do Hoods of Cars.
And you were warming up with this, and you dig in a little bit on this
one. Oh,
yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
This is some good old Gulf Coast funk, baby. Come on.
This is Shiny Ribs live at JPR. We'll be right back.
We let slip slowly away, following June,
following June,
in the tall,
in the tall,
and laying on,
laying on,
the hoods are calling,
laying on,
and laying on,
laying on,
the hoods are calling,
laying on,
and laying on,
laying on,
and laying on,
laying on,
and laying on.
That one is called Hoods of Cars. Shiny Ribs is my guest today on JPR Live Sessions, playing music from the new record called Fog and Bling. JPR Live Sessions are supported by and recorded with Audix microphones. Located in Wilsonville, Oregon, Audix designs, engineers, and manufactures high-performing, innovative products that contribute to the advancement of the professional audio industry. Man, I loved it last time you were here, solo with an ukulele, but man, this vibe is fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm so happy that you could come by with the full band and play for us.
I'm glad you could accommodate the full band. This is a beautiful place.
It's great to see you. Come back anytime.
We'll be right back.
Support for JPR Live Sessions comes from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company, family-owned, operated, and argued over since 1980, reminding listeners to think for themselves, but drink with others. SierraNevada.com.